The new year is a perfect time to hit reset on our homeschool science plans. If things are going well for you, great, don't change a thing. In fact, you can stop listening to this right now. But if science in your homeschool is not going the way you thought it would be, there are three negative thoughts we want to encourage you to ditch before you make any changes to your plans. Hi, I'm Paige Hudson, and you're listening to the Tips for Homeschool Science show, where we're breaking down the lofty ideals of teaching science into building blocks you can use in your homeschool. We all struggle with negative thoughts and doubts around homeschooling. The following thoughts are common ones we get here at Elemental Science, but I don't want to just share them. I want to help you reframe these thoughts for this next year. Negative thought number one, science is too hard. Science is often seen as too hard, but in reality, teaching science is less about those book smarts and degree pursuits. It's about setting up an environment and providing an opportunity for our students to do, see, observe, reason, touch, sense, think, connect, dream, build, question, organize, and learn from books. At its heart, science education is about providing opportunities for their mind to work. When we approach science this way, we do, we read, we write, we provide opportunities for their mind to work. This doesn't mean that you have to manufacture every single learning opportunity. You can use a program to help you provide pockets of opportunities for the students' scientific minds to work each week. When you find yourself thinking that science is too hard, just remember, at its heart, science is simply providing an opportunity for their mind to work. Negative thought number two, I cannot teach science. Listen, you don't have to be an expert or even a lover of science to share it with your kids. The basic idea is to find materials that will make it possible for you to do science, for you to read about science, and for you to write down science each week. Those materials could be a full science program, or an eclectic mix of resources, or an outsourced class. Whatever you choose as your support materials, I want you to know you, yes, you can teach science to your kids. When you find yourself thinking that you can't possibly do it, just remember that with the right materials in your hands, you can share science at home. Negative thought number three, I have to teach it all. Look, I love a sheet full of checked boxes. So when we first started homeschooling, if there was something on the schedule or in the guide, I was going to do it. And I would work really hard to make it happen. And this worked okay-ish in the early years. But as our oldest got older, it wasn't working so well. And then when we added a second child into the mix, let's just say I had to learn the hard way that it's okay to leave a few boxes unchecked. Over time, I learned you don't have to do it all. You don't have to be a slave to box checking. You can customize your science program to fit the needs of your specific child. You can cherry pick what you know will benefit your students the most, fitting in the keys to science in a way that works for you. So you do read and write about science in a way that's meaningful for your students. When you find yourself thinking that you have to teach it all, remember, you get to customize your chosen science program to fit your needs. So stop saying that science is too hard, or that you can't teach it at home, or that you have to fit it all in. In reality, homeschool science at its heart is about providing opportunities for your kids to observe, explore, and think. And it's easier when you have the right materials backing you up. But you don't have to do everything. Just focus on getting those three keys, doing, reading, and writing, in each week, and you'll be fine. I'll put a link to our mid-year evaluation for your science plans for you to use when you've reframed these negative thoughts and you're ready to tackle what changes you need to make going forward. As always, I hope you have a great time playing with science. The Tips for Homeschool Science show is sponsored by Elemental Science. With three lines of award-winning science programs, we have what you need to teach science to your kids. Visit elementalscience.com to learn more.